Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 28th day of Tishrei, Tavshin Peh. Masech de Bob Mansiah, Perek Tashi'i, Mishnah Vov. Hamakabel Sodom Echaber, a person who takes charge of a field from his friend, for a fixed rental, a fixed amount of bushels per year, or kilos per year. Vachola Chokov. But then, the harvest was consumed by locusts. Oy nishtofa, or the seeds were blown out of the stalks by a storm wind, and now there's no produce, or very bad produce. Im makas medina hi, if it's a problem, and it was a plague that was affecting the whole country. Most of the fields of that city, for example, were hit by this plague. Then the person who has taken charge of the field, the lessee, will be able to or be entitled to ask for a deduction from the amount of the fixed rent that we'd have to pay, commensurate with the loss that has suffered. However, im eino makas medina, if it's not a plague that affected other places or other cities in most of the cities in that most of the fields in that city, then eino menake lo menachacher, then he cannot ask for a deduction from the fixed rental, because the owner of the field will say it's your bad luck, this field that you took or what happened to be not good, but it's not something that's affecting the whole region. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. If the contract was made for a fixed amount of rent in terms of money, he had to pay money rather than bushels, he had to pay X amount of dinarim per year, and not with grain, then bainkach or bainkach, either way, whether it's a plague that affected the whole region or most of the cities there, whether it's not, he cannot ask for a deduction from the amount of cash or money that he has to pay. And the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is because there was no gezeirah made on the money. You can't say that there's a gezeirah, there's a decree of the blasting of the grain or the locusts on kasef, on money. It affects fields, not money. However, if he took the lease for a fixed rental of grain, since he's giving the owner of the field grain from that field, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, therefore it makes sense to say that there is a gzera on the chakirus, there was a gzera made on the rental, and therefore he can ask for a deduction if it's something that affected most of the cities in that region. This halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like the Tana Kama, and therefore, even in a situation where it's a fixed rental for money, he can ask for a deduction if it's a makas medina, if it's a plague that affected most of the cities, the fields in that city. Mishnah Vav. Our Mishnah is going to teach about a person who takes on a lease over a field from his friend for X amount of kilos per year. And we're going to talk about where he pays him X amount of those kilos of grain. Where does he pay the owner from? Says the Mishnah, Hamakabel Soda Machaber, a person who takes charge of a field from his friend under a fixed rental amount of grain. Baseres Korim Chitim Lashana. Let's say it was for 10 korim of wheat per year. Loksa. What happens if the produce in that field is spoiled, is not so nice? The wheat was blown by the wind. Noisen loy the mitaycha. Nevertheless, the lessee can give the owner of the field 10 korim of wheat mitaycha from that particular field. And the owner of the field cannot say, no, that's not on. I want you to buy some good or top quality wheat from the shuk. That's the arrangement I made. He cannot ask for that. They cannot change. He can bring it. The lessee can take the produce from the actual field, and that's all. Hoyuchatah yofos. Similarly, if the wheat of that particular field that he took a lease over, a fixed lease, happened to be very, very good quality, La yomar lo, then the lessee cannot say to the owner, oh, harini lokiach min hashuk, I'm going to buy some of the grain from the market according to the amount that he owes him for the lessee, and then he'll buy ordinary quality or medium quality from the shuk because he doesn't want to give this top quality that the land produced. He cannot say that. He cannot do that. He must give the produce from that field. And the fact that it is very, very good or not very good is irrelevant. The lessee has to give from that actual field.